next case under advisement is case number 11,101.
I think, you know, I think you're right, Mr. Mills. I was trying to get more out of him than I could get, and I don't think he met the standards along the way. I had asked the applicant reasonable use of the property, and I didn't get a reasonable answer to me.
He was
struggling with the standards.
Right. He emphasized that it wouldn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I don't disagree with that. I don't.
That would fly.
There could be some reasonable argument that there's a certain uniqueness to the property, but the standard that, you know, it can't otherwise be developed, that there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity, it already is.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so therefore it's not necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And
I guess I'm missing something here. The building is now 44.7 feet from the
property line, front line.
He's asking for a 15.3 variance.
Yes.
Now, the original building is not going to move. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So it's grandfathered in the way it is. It's non-conforming.
Well, at one time, the setbacks were 40 foot, but that has changed now. It has to be 60 feet.
So it's new construction. New construction will make it so that if he goes out,
it has to come into conformity. 60 foot. Yeah, but it's not. He's not changing the distance that's already there.
No, no.
You're putting a second floor on.
Yeah. So I guess I don't quite see the problem with it myself, but because it's already existing.
Already existing.
Yeah, and I realize that he's going up, but he's not coming. He's not encroaching. Not encroaching any more than he already has, right?
Right. Well, he never was encroaching. It was 44 feet, right?
Right, yeah. He never was.
But now it has to be 60.
Yeah.
Today's setbacks are 60 foot.
And then, you know, the standard that the unnecessary hardship or practical difficulty cannot have been created by the applicant. There's no unnecessary hardship, practical difficulty, but it is created by the applicant.
But using it for storage for his business, right?
Mm-hmm. We also heard testimony that there was many uses on this property, and you know, if the business is of a car business, and I guess I would question why, you know, the other area couldn't be used as storage. It's being rented to people living in it.
Why? Did he mention something about homes being back there?
No. He had
rooms.
Rooms. A couple of his employees had a residency back there, I guess, in that other building that was in the back.
I thought it was the same building.
No. He has a building
in the back.
This building here is just for the cars. I guess the cars are selling stuff, and as he's going to say, he's going to expand it into law and place.
There's a two-story garage in the back. Rear of the property.
In the back.
And yeah. The building that is in question is a one-story building.
Up front.
And what I gathered from the applicant's testimony is that new build, the building in the front will be raised in such a way that it will be about the same height as the one in the rear.
Yeah.
So you'll have two-story structures on the property.
And these are for parts and things like that, correct?
Well, yeah, the one's going to put the new floor on is going to be for the car business stuff, for paperwork filing stuff, mainly for that. With
I believe the applicant's testimony was that the rear structure is used for part storage and also some materials for other businesses.
Right.
And then there's staff that lives there.
Right. A couple of staff
he's running out of space in his existing structure in the front for the car business.
I believe Mr. Hudson brought up a good point that has me in thought here, where he's been in compliance. They've changed the rules of the ball game, which brought him in here. If he would put that addition when they had the 40-foot setback, he would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
He'd meet everything.
Changed it 2 years ago, 60.
2 years or plus, I'm not sure. It's been a few years.
Well, there about.
Yeah.
So I think Mr. Hudson got me thinking about that and giving it more thought.
I don't know about the rest of you, but I'd kind of like to think about it a little longer.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I see John's point. I see yours, too. So, all right, let's...
Table it to our next regular meeting?
Yeah.
So move.
Do you have a motion on you can make that a motion?
Make that a motion, yeah.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 11,101 until our next regular meeting, which will be December the 10th.
December 10th.
All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
And Mr. Calloway, aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,101 will be tabled. Okay, gentlemen, that takes care of the regular business.
Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir.